Good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports. This is Tony Rice, and it's always an honour and a privilege to be joined on the line by, quite frankly, an amazing humanitarian and a really rather good human being as it stands. It's the mighty Michael Wallace to tell us all about a phenomenal success that was tip-off at 3 in St Albans just last Saturday. Welcome back to Verulam Sports, mate. How are you doing?
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you, Tony? Thank you so much for... Having us, kick-off 3, the tip of 3 family, let's not forget, the extended umbrella to what we're doing collectively and going forward as a group.
Michael, honestly, you are welcome on this show and indeed throughout Radio Verulam any time, as you well know. Just want to take us back in time a moment before we leap into the future, because as I know, you are never going to rest until, you keep doing your thing. It's a phenomenal thing. But anyway, last Saturday in St Albans, Westminster Lodge, a whole bunch of people from across the country gathered together, united through sport, 3-on-3 events, whole heap of money was raised. Radio Verulam were there doing their thing, God love them. Just take us back in time and just remind everybody the scene and the atmosphere, and ultimately the amazing amount of money that was raised for an incredibly good cause.
Yes, Tony, first and foremost, it's ultimately a big thank you to Westminster Lodge, the team, Leslie Garner, all her staff, who welcomed us, embraced us when we went to them and said we want to do something for the Kids in Crisis charity. So really have to show our big love to Westminster Lodge in the community of St Albans that wanted to give back, wanted to support the Kids in Crisis charity and then bringing everybody together. So that's a very, first and foremost, thank you to Westminster Lodge. But to be honest, Tony, it was an amazing day. Both Teo, Shane, Morrisons, who were our sponsors for the day, who were absolutely amazing, Shelley Crawford, Amanda from the Kids in Crisis charity. We just, if you want to talk about teamwork and working together with all our partners, friends, families, loved ones, and let's not forget businesses here in Sweden.
Absolutely.
You know, we had some fantastic business support, and I really have to say a big thank you to Joe from Strike and Places here locally in St Albans. We also have Jess from Eyes in St Albans. You know, just amazing support, and you know, the local young people that are actually supporting the charity, the Kick Pistols, here in St Albans, that were amazing on the day, just giving back with Trix Music as well locally. It was just ultimately, I can't express, or we can't express as a group, as a family, everybody's coming together. If we're talking about cohesion, working together, supporting one another and bringing everybody together, there was no better place as far as we're concerned than where we were in St Albans, bringing each and every one together as a unit, as a family.
So, you know, again, you just break that down so brilliantly. What a festival there. You've got great local live music. Trix also doing his thing. 3-on-3 action. And from what I can hear from talking to Team RV, high standard of basketball there that was on display as well. The amazing support, again, like you say, from the wonderful guys at Morrison's. They're all coming together. Michael, for me, always, I just think it's so important what you're doing. Because just this week, such negative news, again, with the gun crime and culture. And, you know, if you just constantly focus on that, it's enough to drive you insane. You know, you're not going to change the world overnight. But what you do offer through tip-off at 3, and we'll chat kick-off at 3 in a minute, you know, is to allow an avenue of some positivity where maybe kids can re-channel and kind of find a better route. It really is amazing.
Yes, Tony. Unfortunately, the area that I work in South London, it's riddled with this current epidemic of knife and gun crime. However, we want to change that narrative. We don't really want to, even though we're aware it's happening, it's there in the news, in the media, it's on social media. We know it's there, but if we continue to push on with that negative.
It self-fulfills, doesn't it, I fear?
It's going to be negative. It's going to be that big, bad place all the time. there's so many amazing people,
yeah,
young people, community members doing outstanding work in the community. And these young people that we're trying to embrace, encourage to be a part of Kickoff Free, Tip Off Free, they are our future leaders. They are our future
indeed
queens. And we need to empower them that there is a better place, which there is. So it's about building those trust and relationships with the young people, which we are doing that. And I think you've seen for yourself what we're doing. We're driving a bit of a juggernaut at the moment.
Amen.
To be honest with you. And you saw for yourself, community members, it wasn't just about St Albans. It was about the community. We had young people that travelled from Enfield. We had parents travel from South London. We had young people travel from South London, from Croydon. We had those with disabilities that came from other parts of London, because it's not just about, as we say that saying, it's not just about a game. It's about bringing everybody, giving those opportunities, and it's not just playing. So we had those with disabilities that were there being a part of what we're doing, contributing, giving back within their own right. So it's really important that we don't forget that it's not about the competitors, because we did have a lot of really good competitors, Enfield Scorpions, so many, Radio Verulam, they were actually giving back. They were amazing as a team, and it's about being a team. So it's not about the high standards, is about just bringing everybody together. So
I got to tell you, I was really delighted that we did rustle up a team, and I've been talking to them all. They love the atmosphere. They love the quality that was on display, and they just really did appreciate the whole festival, the whole atmosphere, Michael. Truly, it was from a man to a woman. Everybody involved there really is sending their big thank you and gratitude. It's awesome, as you say, a juggernaut, and I think that's a brilliant phrase. You know, hashtag we believe, and I do massively. It's national, and I want to give you a moment to talk about that national context from the origin, the father of Tip Off at Three, if you would, Kick Off at Three. I think 16 events right across the country. Tell us a bit more, Michael.
Yes, Tony. You haven't seen much of Ashley recently, but he's very much the co-founder, the drive of where we came together with the police and community coming together. And Ashley, you will see on that journey with us all together, and it's just amazing what we've created, the two of us, with the good support of the Black Police Station from originally. But we're going forward, 16 parts of the country we'll be visiting. Our first event in the next couple of weeks is going to be on the 21st of March in Durham, where we'll be travelling to Durham University.
Right around the corner, Michael, right around the corner.
Yeah, it's a bit of a way. I've got around. I think Shaz knows and Lynn up in there in Durham. I've got my big jacket ready for the cold, just in case it gets a bit chilly up north. So I'm ready. We're ready. We're ready to go.
Hey, ready, prepared, and that's what you're all about. Again, you and Ashley, big shout out also to Teo from the Tip Off at Three events. Again, just all the good people behind this wonderful project. It really is a true beacon of hope and goodness in our often crazy world. Michael, I want to give you again just a chance to tell us all about the website, how we can learn more, and possibly, because here's the thing, what you're doing nationally, organising a national event that's going all over the country, literally from scratch to where you're at now, driving this huge juggernaut, but you're doing it out of pure love. It's totally your energy, time, commitment, and money. So if people are listening, maybe want to be in a position to offer a little bit of support, it'd be great if you can tell them where to go to do just that.
Yes, thank you, Tony. We're on all social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a website, which is www.kickoffat3. The at is A-T. .co.uk. Google our name, you'll find all the information. We recently was contacted by the BBC that was empowered by what we're doing and wished to kind of go forward with looking at what we're doing and how we're bringing community together. So just look for us, find us. If you wish to offer any support, because we're doing this voluntary, myself and Ashley, nationally, and let's, I must, and we must, and I'll give or we will give Radio Vemina an exclusive, that we've obtained our first official sponsors to help. They've seen the vision and how they wish to support us. And I have to give a very warm, humble thank you to Rob Kelly, for the CEO of the Thrive program, who's doing amazing things in his own right, spreading key awareness around mental health, which is one of our ethoses of Kickoff 3. So a big thank you to Rob Kelly from the Thrive program. And watch this space. We could have another sponsor coming on board. We're just waiting for that ink to dry, but we're hoping that we'll be going forward with another amazing sponsor that will be supporting us on our continuous journey. Not for us. This is not money for us. This is to give back to our young people and community. So a big thank you to everybody who's supporting and wishing us the best of success as we go forward this year.
Absolutely, and you continue to drive this juggernaut, Michael. You deserve every continued success with this phenomenal project. Just once again, in closing, hit us up with a website and where we can learn more about this excellent project.
Yes, please Google our name, Kickoff 3. You'll find us on all platforms. We're out in the media. Our website is www.kickoff3. The at is AT. .co.uk. Please get in contact with us. You'll find us, and just be a part of what we're doing. We can go forward only as a group, not only alone. So we must work together collectively. And I need to just I know that you're pushed for time, but if we're talking about awareness and supporting one another, I've got to really say a big warm hello to the prostate cancer, who this evening, Kickoff 3, are going to be supporting. Here in St Albans is the Irish Club. Kickoff 3 will be supporting awareness in the community about prostate cancer. So they'll be coming to our local community. Kickoff will be supporting them with the local community of St Albans. So anybody who knows about prostate cancer, or if they don't, please, it's a sign.
Kills somebody, kills a man every 45 minutes. To me, yes. That's still shocking. Did a walk for them myself with Phil Coates last year, marathon from St Albans Football Club, right the way to Watford. Nearly killed me, but it was worth every inch of pain and endeavour. It's a great cause, adding to things. We'll always get behind that. Again, check that out. It's a very, very important, deadly killer at the moment. Michael, always a pleasure to chat to you. You, in a positive sense, keep killing it in what you do, and I'll look forward to catching up with you very soon, hearing all about your continued successes. Quite simply, you're a star. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. And I may well be seeing you on Tuesday, where you'll see more and hear more from those who are part of this journey nationally. So hopefully we'll see you on Tuesday at our national planning meeting.
Michael, you don't have to hope. You can put that one in the bank. I'll look forward to being there.
Thanks, Tony.
Enjoy.
And look, everybody at Radio Verona, thank you from all the team, Ashley, Theo, Shane, and all the wonderful community in St Albans. Thank you so much. See you all soon. Thank you.